having the opportunity to serve one's country and to defend the rights and freedoms that we have means an awful lot.
Four Haynes High students are off to the All-State Music Fest. Captain School is in town, the Eagles are back in the Chilkat Valley, and a few words from a veteran here in Haynes. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News up next. Here in the Chilkat Valley, it is once again time for the gathering of the Eagles. With late season chum runs and Eagle numbers over 3,000, many travelers find their way to Haynes to view the spectacle. I attended a talk at the Bald Eagle Foundation to find out more about this amazing natural wonder.
This study started as a citizen science class in high school. It was a Saturday field-based class, and the purpose of the class was to get high school students to contribute real data to real scientific studies. And we did a variety of studies, and one of them included picking up a study that was done by Angie Hodgson, which some folks have already mentioned, and using her protocol to do the Eagles every year.
Pam Randall's presentation, The Eagles Return, on Wednesday evening highlighted some of the data she and her team collected this fall.
As far as I can tell with the data that's available, there haven't been big population changes. There can be daily weather changes, there can be good and bad fish years, but overall, the trends tend to be in a similar range.
And how many eagles are they spotting on any given day?
608. The most that we've spotted so far were 1,264.
That was Julia Scott. Each Monday for the last month or so, she and Kelly Mitchell have been out counting eagles for the Tok Chinook Watershed Council's Eagle Migration Study. This information is used for their study and also shared with the American Bald Eagle Foundation. How exactly do they get those eagle numbers?
We take a scope of it, and we set up different sites. We have about 14 different sites where we actually count. We do a couple of drives. On the Chilkoot, we do a drive along the river. And we also stop and take out a scope, and Kelly tallies, as I tell her, adult or juvenile.
We always hear about the 3,000-plus eagles that come to the council grounds each year, so why aren't the daily counts anywhere near that high?
The U.S. Forest Service did aerial counts from 1986 to 2000, and they did twice yearly. Usually it was a November count and a December count. And, of course, in an airplane, they could see a lot more than we could see at a ground count. And again, a lot of times the publicity is based on the high numbers of the aerial counts. And so people are always saying, well, gee, 15 years ago there were 3,000 eagles. How come there's only 1,000 now? Because I don't have an airplane. I mean, that's sort of a simple answer.
The eagles come here. That's easy to see. But what is it that makes this part of the Chilkat Valley so attractive to the eagles? The most obvious answer is the late salmon run. But that isn't the only reason. A very unique set of geographic conditions come together to help create a perfect storm of feeding grounds. It's called the Alluvial Fan Reservoir, or the Sirkou Fan. The confluence of the Klehini, Sirkou, and Chilkat rivers has created a subterranean reservoir of alluvial material that is constantly percolated by the river's waters. It is believed to reach over 600 feet deep, and the constant churning creates enough heat through friction to keep, at times, up to 5 square miles of river unfrozen, which allows a large area for salmon to spawn and eagles to feed.
With such a unique geography and bounty of salmon, it's no wonder that the eagles and eagle watchers keep returning year after year.
Residents of the Chilkat Valley had the chance to attend a class to receive their Coast Guard captain's licenses for carrying passengers for hire up to 100 tons. I spoke with the teacher of the class, Dick Rice.
My name is Dick Rice. I'm teaching the class through the University of Alaska Ketchikan, the Maritime Division. I've held a Coast Guard certification as a captain for approximately 40 years now, and through those, I guess, decades of work and experience, you kind of go through a testing process, go through several checkoff lists, and then become approved through both the university program as an adjunct professor and through the Coast Guard. And you must hold a captain certification to the level of the exams that you can teach.
So what are the advantages of taking the class here in Haynes?
Actually, and one of the big advantages that we alluded to earlier about doing it here is our program is Coast Guard accredited. And what that means is the six exams that a captain must pass, we can administer during the course of the class. And so our curriculum includes that. And we can then take that, and with that course completion, you can take that to the Coast Guard with the other requirements that you need and make your final application.
I also spoke with Julia Hines, a recreational boater attending the class.
I'm Julia Hines, and I'm a recreational boater. And I'm taking this because I wanted to have a better sense of navigation and the rules of the road, better understanding of what is happening as far as communication between boats, and also just to be better able to handle rough weather. I've waited quite a number of years to have this course in Haynes, so I was delighted at this opportunity to be able to stay in town and take the course.
And what did Julia think of the class?
I would just like to say that if anyone's thinking about taking a safety class, it is a wonderful experience to take it with Dick Rice, partly because of his experience and also his method of teaching. And I think that many of the courses that people take, it helps in several different ways. There's other courses like Swiftwater Rescue and more that just help you out when you're out there in the wilderness.
On October 23rd, Haynes Music students attended the Southeast Honor Music Fest. Five Haynes students attended the invitation-only Music Fest in Craig. All students interested in participating created an audition recording that was then listened to by music directors from all of Southeast. The music directors selected the students who would then be invited to the regional Southeast Honor Music Fest. Selectees were then given the music that would be played with other students from around the area. Upon arrival in Craig, there were only a few days to practice with the band as a whole before the big concert. The concert was not a competition, but more of a featuring of the best music students in Southeast. With regionals over, students now look ahead to the All-State Music Fest, featuring students from the entire state of Alaska. I spoke with Haynes Music Director Christina Mulready to find out more about the upcoming event.
The All-State Honor Music Festival is it's another honor music festival. The students have to audition to participate. And so then the best auditions are chosen out of the entire state. So we just returned from our regional honor music festival, which was just the best students in Southeast, which is an honor in and of itself. But then the next level is all state.
And will any Haynes students be in attendance?
Yeah, this is a very talented school. It was very exciting to see, you know, four names there on the list for the All-State ensembles.
And who might those students be?
So we have Quinn Asquith-Hines going for trombone. We have Devin Broughton going for vocal, and Hannah Wing going for vocal, and Carissa Land going for vocal.
Are the students of Haynes making a good representation at the state level?
Well, this is also a very small program. It's on its way to being built back up again, but I think that's a pretty good number to be representing our little bitty town and little bitty school. So I'm really, really, really excited. Those students have all worked hard, and there are more that I know, you know, another year or two under their belt, and they're going to be in there too.
After students attend the All-State Music Fest, is there any further recognition for the top students?
Every other year is All-Northwest. So next year is an All-Northwest year, and the audition process is the same. The requirements are the same. So next year, if I have students that make a really good audition, I might submit it to that. And All-Northwest is the best chosen auditions out of five states, and that would be Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana.
Haines Force selected students will be leaving for Anchorage on Tuesday, with the event being held on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. We're going to leave you tonight with a few words from one of our own local veterans.
Yes, my name is Jim Moran. I was in the United States Army, and I was Chief Warrant Officer 3 when I got out. A lot of the memories was the comradeship and the friendship that I had with the fellow soldiers that I served with, and I think that tends to be a item that's prevalent with a lot of our military people. Having the opportunity to serve one's country and to defend the rights and freedoms that we have means an awful lot. We have a lot of troops that are out there in harm's way right now that are doing that, and my heart goes out to them, having been there where they're at. And I think that this day, to me, it's really important that we all let them know how much that we support and appreciate what they're doing for us today.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.